somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? You ever wonder that? Why do I think about other people? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast, of course, but you can be listening to the show live anywhere you are and whatever it is you're doing, anywhere around the world. And for the flat earthers, anywhere up and down the world, it's interesting that there are people who believe the earth is flat. It's kind of odd. But anyway, I don't want to get off to that. But you can be listening to the show anywhere on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee. .com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. August is Men History Month. And August will always be Men History Month. It is Friday. Yet again, we had the women's forum last night. And I have to tell you, it was amazing. I don't even know, really, not exaggerating. I don't know the word to express. I don't know what word to express the depths of last night's meeting. It was interesting, fun. We had a lot of fun. Serious, very serious at times. Very lively discussion. Interesting to see how the devil operates and what he would do to deceive you whenever he wants to, if you're not aware that it is him. It was an amazing meeting. And it was worth being there, going to bed late, and having to get up early. It was just all worth it. It was fun, ladies. And there are ladies who are working on themselves, truly working on themselves. Really. And they're doing what some men are doing, a few men are doing, working on themselves to return to the Father, to overcome the fallen state. Amazing. You know, I have said over and over and over again, and I'll get to your calls at 888-7753. Oh. It's Friday. And every Friday is like, get it off your chest Friday, right? Get it off your chest Friday. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I mean, I know you're a sophisticated guy. The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
Which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more.
What are we protesting? This police department, since 2014, has been a punching bag for this community. The police department back in 2014, we don't even have them officers here anymore.
He was left limping after being brutally attacked, his car ransacked, and left badly damaged.
Everything that the activist community has advocated for, crisis intervention training, all this stuff, we have done all of this. What are we doing?
I love you. I love you beyond all limit. I'm supposed to be this tough and strong, and you done carried me so many nights.
Mama done carried him. Mama still carrying the baby. Mama is still carrying the baby. Well, man, nice video, Nick. Amazing. That anchor baby put that together. And Trump is right. Y'all don't know, some of you do, most don't, the depths of the world being in a mess. America is in a mess. It's in a mess. And the unfortunate thing, you see how that guy cried, oh, you carried me all the way. Yeah, just, mama, you carried me. That's bad. That's evil. It's not good. But as a result of things like that, but not only, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Whether you like it or not, accept it or not, admit it or not, and just continue to be deceived by evil in your imagination. It's up to you. Whether you admit it or not, there is an order to life. And this order is so perfect, it blows my mind, right? And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. That's the order, and nothing else is going to work but that. You can try to change that order, like men try to be women in dresses, women try to be men, cutting off the body part, but they still a male, and the female is still a female. And so you can try to switch up this order if you want, and say whatever you want to yourself about it, it's still not going to work. It's just not going to work. Your life will be miserable. Your children's life will be miserable. And it's just not going to work. You could say men and women are equal until the cows come home. You can put women in these men roles and put men and women roles until the cows come home, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The spiritual order is not going to change because you have decided to listen to the lie of your father, the devil. It's just not going to change. You can bank on it. And you can tell by looking at your own life. Look how miserable you are. Look at how you're looking for love. You're looking for this and you're looking for that, thinking that it's going to make you feel better, and it's not. It's not. That order, if you want a family, and even if you're not married, men are still over women. Even though they're not taking the role, they are putting the women over them. They're allowing it to happen. So it's not going to work. It's like the women complain about men playing in their sport. You know how the females complain about that? But the females are not complaining when they play in men's sport. Like on one hand, men are stronger than women, so they can't play in women's sport. But on the other hand, they're equal, so they can play women can play in men's sport. Isn't that insane? There is an order. And that order is God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. Isn't that amazing? And nothing else. And look at how they're switching roles in America. And things are only getting worse. They're not getting better. It's so dumb of America. It's so dumb of America to pretend that men and women are equal. It's hard to believe because when I was growing up, America wasn't like that. America wasn't thinking that way. It knew better. And then something changed. Women will never, ever, ever be equal to men. No matter what you say or what you try to do or how many manly jobs you give them. There's a woman's organization out there that's working overtime to get women in the CIA department and police departments and all those places. And they were saying, we're doing really well. Women are almost in all of departments, CIA, FBI, police, everywhere now. And they are putting these women in these positions, and the positions are weaker now. They have no power. They have no authority. They have no rule. They have no nothing. It's going out of control. And if you say something about it, they call you names because they don't want you to believe in the order of God. Evil doesn't want that. There is they now have females in Secret Service as quote-unquote Secret Service agents, right? And look how weak and bad and messed up the Secret Service Department is now. I'm about to get the president killed. It's like I remember when they started allowing women to become principals of high schools and things like that. prior to women becoming principals and so-called vice principal at all that schools, we didn't have to put up those metal detectors. They didn't have to put up bars. They didn't have killing going on in schools and things like that. As soon as that mama spirit was allowed to take over the schools, everything changed. The kids became violent. The school put up bars and metal detectors, and kids started to take guns to school. As soon as they allowed the women in to rule, control. You all don't understand. And some of the ladies are starting to understand it. They really started to see it. They talked about this a little bit last night. It was mentioned. They talked about it a little bit last night. Women never will, ain't going to happen, be able to have authority over the world. And just because you give it to them and pretend that it is, it's the same way as a man in a dress, a woman in a pantsuit. You're pretending that the female is a man and the male is a woman. But it's not true. But you're just pretending that it is. Just like you pretend that women can lead. It's just not true. Here's a perfect example. And it's only going to get worse. This is from X. Hey, did y'all hear about this? This is like mind-blowing. But it's only going to get worse. A female secret service agent abandoned her post to breastfeed a child right before former President Trump North Carolina rally on Wednesday. A female secret service agent abandoned her post to breastfeed a child right before former President Trump North Carolina rally Wednesday. This is Real Clear Politics, Susan Crabtree reported. Watch this from Newsmax.
The Secret Service detail that's guarding former President Donald Trump. So this coming from Real Clear Politics reporting that a female Secret Service agent abandoned her post in North Carolina to breastfeed her baby during Trump's visit yesterday to the Tar Heel State. The report says about 5 minutes before Trump's motorcade arrived, the site agent who manages security for the entire event did a final sweep of the location.
And while walking the route, the site agent reportedly found the Secret Service special agent in question breastfeeding with two other family members present in a room that's supposed to be set aside for official business, like an emergency involving the president. The report says the special agent did not have permission to leave her post and gave no warning prior to the event that she needed personal time. Working Secret Service agents are prohibited from bringing children, or any family members for that matter, on a protective assignment.
Amazing. Now you see why women were not created to go out and work. They were created to stay home, and if they're married, and take care of the man's home and his children. This woman got a breastfeed at a crucial time when the president is there. And she doesn't care, of course, the report. She just left, didn't tell anyone, and went on and fed her baby. I wonder if she was a DEI employee. It sounds like something a black woman would do, because she just wouldn't care. America is never coming back. And evil is making sure that it doesn't return. And it's just not about the transgender stuff and all that. That's a part. It's not about abortion. It's about evil putting women in control. And we all, everybody on earth knows, whether you admit it or not, you know that evil, the gates of hell, come through the woman. Evil comes from below, and it comes through the woman. And it's not her fault. It happened when Eve decided to obey Satan, and Satan became the woman's God. And on one hand, they pretend they want to, they're a patriot, right? Oh, real patriot. We want to save America. God bless America. We love America. And those same people would be in support of women leaders. They are in support of women taking over. But yet, they call themselves patriots. They call themselves Christians. They call themselves liberated women. They call themselves educated women. They call themselves everything but what they are, evil. Y'all better get ready. You think things are bad now? Get ready for a bumpy ride. Because men are weak and women are angry. And men are angry too because they have the spirit of mama. This woman, so-called Secret Service agent, took away, left her post to go breastfeed. What, and the baby shouldn't even be there. She should be at home with that baby. She should be at home. I wonder if she's a DEI. It just sounds like something a black woman would do and not even care. Evil is ruling your mind and emotions, and you're not in charge. And you're putting these women in all of these positions around the country, right, to ensure that things only get worse. They're not going to get better, but to ensure that they get worse. They had overseas somewhere, they had a little sports things happen, and it only seemed like it was just women participating, the little Olympic thing. It's only, every time you looked at a news, you saw a news clip, whether you're looking for it or not, it was about women. And they're trying hard to push the woman to the forefront. That's evil. That's why they're working overtime to do it, because it doesn't happen naturally. If life is not happening naturally, then evil is in operation. 888-775-3773. Let me go to California and talk to Shunt. And I'd ask Sean to call back from yesterday. We didn't have time to finish his call. Sean, thank you for calling back. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy History Month. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy Men History Month. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jesse, I did have a question. So when I overcame and just kind of had a clear understanding of my kids are dealing with their own demons, they're in their mid-20s. And I've spoken to them, and I've already told them, look, you got to overcome by forgiving your parents. So all I've learned, I've tried to pass along to my kids, but they're not having it. And obviously their mom has turned them against me. I'm the bad guy. And they feel this, and they identify with her, so naturally I'm the bad guy. But so in talking to my kids, especially my son, he starts cursing. He starts acting out. He starts just getting very emotional, you know, and I just don't want to have any part of that. And I know there's been callers that you've spoken to that have similar issues, but you've told them to, like, hey, step back. Don't talk to the kids. Let them be. When they're ready to overcome, then they'll come to you. Is that the same advice you'd give me?
How old are they?
They're 24 and 23. They're off to college.
And so why are you calling them kids?
They're not kids. I just see them as kids. You're right. They're not.
Because when you say kids, it gives the impression they're young kids living at home with you.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. No.
And so now that they're a grown adult and you've told them about the way to overcome and
yes.
you've apologized to them for your weakness and what the mother have done to them, why not just leave them alone and let them suffer?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to know if that's the right step to take.
No. What other choice do you have?
I don't. There is no other choice. Absolutely. But the thing of it is, too, Jesse, my son reached out to me through text a couple of days ago. He tries to get an emotional reaction because that's the only way he knows how to communicate. But I just kind of let it be. I didn't respond.
And what do you mean he tried to get an emotional reaction?
So he sends me a picture of myself and my father when I was younger. He's like, oh, you look like your dad. Like he's trying to get a response that way, trying to get an emotional rise.
You mean like a good way or a bad way?
Oh, in a good way.
Oh, so you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that. It's just that, like, I just want to let it be, not to respond, because I already know the outcome because I went through this before with him. I gave him several opportunities to, you know, to just get over his issues, but it never ends up to be that way. It always ends up for him.
And let me ask, you said you talked to your son, your kid, your adult kids about forgiving and you and their mother and all that. What is it about you that don't know that they're grown now and you just need to let them go and live their own life and find their way? Why don't you know that?
And the reason I don't know that is because I don't want to abandon them.
Abandon who?
My kids, you know.
How, they're not your kids. How are you going to abandon adults? I don't understand.
No, you're right.
No, that was a question.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know why I think that way, because I guess my father wasn't around, so maybe that could be part of it.
But these are grown people. How are you going to abandon grown? It's not like you're talking about little kids that are still at home. How is it possible to abandon adults?
It's not. You're right.
No, that was a question.
I don't know.
And so why do you think that and say that?
I don't anymore, I guess, in hearing you tell me, hey, they're adults, they're not kids, so I guess.
But you don't already know that they're adults.
I do.
And you don't
just realizing.
Realizing what?
Go ahead. No, I just realized that in the moment of having this discussion with you that they are adults.
But
before now,
you didn't know they were adults.
I did know that. I don't know, Jesse. I just wanted my kids to be a part of my life.
Why?
So, I don't know. I just, the companionship, I guess, the father, son, daughter thing, I don't know.
You need companionship?
I don't need it, no.
You said you want your kids to be a part of your life for companionship.
Yeah, because, you know, when I hear
you saying,
hey,
father.
So you
need companionship?
No, I guess just the fact that I hear you say, you know, fathers love their kids,
but you know,
naturally. Yeah.
But if you love them, you let them go, and they're not kids, they're adults.
Yeah. I don't know why I think like that, Jesse.
So you need companionship from your adult kids?
I don't, not really.
You
no.
said that, you do.
I know, you're right, I did say that. But
so
about
either
it,
you do or you don't, which one is it?
I don't.
So why did you say you did?
I don't know.
What the? Hold on a minute.
I know.
Hold on a minute.
Sure.
888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. There is the line open. We have a brand new episode today of the TheFallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv at 12 noon. Very, very, mamma mia, hola, si, senor. Gracias. Discussion with Pastor Steve Wahlberg. And he is a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. He's a TV producer and author. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You teach from the book of Revelation a lot, right?
I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
So are you saying that that beast is America?
The only nation on earth that fits this prophetic picture is the United States of America.
What the?
Yeah, see, I really believe that as we look around the world today, the signs of the times are very obvious.
Amazing.
I think I'd be dead if it wasn't for Jesus.
Very nice guy. I enjoyed talking to him. Brand new episode today at 12 noon Pacific time. And support The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. Locals.com. All right. Also, Punch Your TV. Well, let me tell you this. Sunday morning fellowship for everybody. All right. I need to keep you busy and let things fall in place. Sunday morning fellowship for everyone. If you're in L.A., our meetings are held in L.A. every Sunday morning. For all. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. And 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not in L.A., whether you're visiting or living in the L.A. surrounding area, you can watch it live by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right. Amazing. So I want to go back to... Who was I talking to? Shant. Oh, yeah, Shant out of California. And I'm a little confused about his issues. So, Shant, you and your wife have two adult children who are grown and gone away from home, right?
Yeah, it's from my previous marriage.
From your previous marriage?
Yes.
Oh, are you married now?
I am now, yes.
Why?
I was in my fallen state, so.
And so
that's
you.
Why.
Oh, yeah. And so you have children with this woman?
I don't, no.
Does she have children?
No, she doesn't.
And are you allowed to, does this woman prevent your adult children from coming around you?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So you can see them and talk to them whenever you want to?
Of course. Yes, absolutely.
And so your issue is what?
My issue is that my son that acts the way he acts, then he apologizes, then I'm like, okay, no problem. Then we start talking, then he starts with his antics as far as he gets emotional. He starts, you know, you did this, you didn't do that. You're a deadbeat dad. And he just goes on and on just saying stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know, this is uncalled for. You know, we've already discussed it.
And so, like, did you raise them?
I did. When I was married, I did. Yes, I raised them.
So
up to 13, 14, I think it was.
Oh, so you and your wife divorced when they were that around 13, 14?
Yes, exactly.
And did you remarry after that? Right after that?
I did, yes. And yes, not right away.
So what now?
Go ahead. I was just going to say not right away, probably about 2 years later.
And were the kids jealous of this woman in your life?
They didn't say it directly, but I'm sure they were.
Yeah. And so your question for me is what?
So, well, if my son reaches out again and says, hey, look, Dad, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What do I do? Because this is just a repeat. It's just always repeating itself, this cycle.
Well, number one, don't be angry at him. Don't be angry, period. And because you got to understand that you were not there and you left him with his mother and he is angry. Not only has the anger of his mother, but he's angry at you for not being there for him, right? And so whenever he acts that way, don't you overreact at all. If you want to have a civil conversation, you have it with him. If he get mad about something and want to hang up and act weird, let him hang up. But don't you react to him at all. If he sends you pictures of you and your father, you're like, oh, thank you, son. This is nice. Absolutely. And if he said, well, you weren't there for me, you were right, son. I was not there. You got to be patient with him.
Oh, okay. Got you. Perfect. Okay. So it's not just to let him suffer in his hell when he does reach out like that. I do respond.
But he is suffering in hell. You just have to not react to him.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, every time he does act like that, I just don't react. I don't respond. I don't get upset because I understand. I really do.
Yeah. And you be totally patient, and maybe one day he'll overcome it. Maybe he will, and maybe not. And how about your daughter? Do you get along with her?
Well, I did. For some reason, she just stopped talking to me because I was giving her the message as far as, you know, her going to school. I was like, you know, you have to forgive your mom. I don't want you to end up like her. You know, because she's not into that nuclear family as far as getting married, having kids. She doesn't want that. And I'm trying to talk some sense into her.
What kind of sense?
Tell her, look, as far as that's not the way, your education shouldn't be the only thing you're focused on. You need to have a family. You need to stay at home. You're not born to be a leader. That's not your position. That's not your role.
And why does she need a family?
Because that's what I thought was the right thing for her to do is to.
But why did you think that it didn't work for you?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of it that way.
And why are you thinking in the way that you're thinking? Tell her that.
Because I thought that was the right approach for her. I didn't think going to college and getting an education and being brainwashed and just, I mean, she already is brainwashed. She's an extreme liberal and she's a feminist and all that, and I'm just trying to get her out of that mindset. I guess that's what I was trying to do.
But you can't get her out. She's a grown woman now. It's already embedded in her. You just have to be an example. It's nice that you warned her about it, told her about it, but you got to leave her alone and let her figure it out herself.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, yeah. So she stopped talking to me, and I try to reach out to her and like, hey, you know, let's talk about it, whatever's on your mind. But, yeah, so she's not having it. I'm like, that's fine.
You know, and when you talk to her, don't preach at her. Be honest with her, but don't preach at her.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine, yeah. And, again, I'm doing a silent prayer. I'm trying to, you know, overcome to be a better example for them.
Well, you don't want to be a better example for them. You want to be right because you want to be right.
Of course, that's priority, definitely.
Your does your now wife, does she obey you?
She does obey me. Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, she's. So here's the thing, Jesse. She started doing the silent prayer at work. She does it in her car. At home, when I do it on the couch, she does it.
So she's working on herself.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't. She loves her parents. She says she had an amazing childhood.
Has she forgiven them?
That's the thing that I'm trying to get her to understand. I think by doing the silent prayer, do you think she'll realize that?
Has she forgiven them?
No, she hasn't. No, because she feels that they're amazing. She had an amazing childhood. They're just great parents and so on and so forth.
Oh.
She's not seeing it yet.
Right. Well, let her suffer till she sees it.
Yeah, right. So you think the silent prayer will help her to see that?
If she wants to see, yeah.
Oh, okay. But if not, then she's going to be stuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Because every human being, not one, but every human being, that if they want to be free of anger and hatred and insecurity, they got to forgive their mothers. And their father returned to their fathers, but they must forgive their mothers because they have the nature of their mothers. And Satan is telling them, oh, your mother was so good. Your mother was perfect. And it's not true. All mothers turn the children against the fathers.
Right. I completely agree with that. And that's the reason I forgave my mom. And my dad has passed, but I've forgiven him in my heart. Because he didn't. I really do realize he didn't know any better.
What did your mother say when you dealt with her?
She says okay. She didn't really overreact or anything. She said
okay. All right.
Yeah, because you know she was at work. So as soon as I understood that, when I was watching your show, I was like, oh my God, this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
So I called her. I called her right away because I wasn't talking to her for a long time. So I called her and I said, hey mom, you know, I understand you couldn't help yourself. I forgive you. I'm sorry. No, not I forgive you. I apologize for resenting you. I know you couldn't help yourself. The same thing happened to you. And she's like, oh, okay. She didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
But the thing I also wanted to ask when you mentioned regarding mothers is my mother-in-law with my current wife. I'm trying to keep my wife away from her family just to do our own thing, not to interact so much and just to kind of do our own thing, not to get involved. And is that something I should be doing or it's okay to be around them once in a while? What would be your advice with that?
And so why are you trying to keep her away?
No, not keep her away, but just to kind of keep our distance.
She communicate with her mother every day?
No, she doesn't communicate with her every day. Probably, I don't know, a couple times a week maybe.
And you tell her that's too much?
I haven't told her that too much. She doesn't. She has a reasonable boundary with her. She doesn't really go over all that much at all, maybe over the phone. Or she picks up her nephew and drops him off.
And your wife picks up her nephew?
I'm sorry?
You say your wife pick up her nephew?
Yes, from school, occasionally.
Oh.
Not all the time, yeah.
And so when you tell your wife that's too much mama visiting, does she obey you and stop doing it?
I haven't really told her that because I don't think it's excessive at all. It's not all the time.
So then why are you asking about it then?
Well, I'm saying for me personally, I don't want to go because the mother-in-law is constantly asking, hey, when are you going to come by? I said, you know, one of these days. I don't really feel the need to go over and just be over there.
Right.
I don't, and
And so, like, are you asking because you want your wife to stop so much or you want – I don't understand.
Well, my question is, in not going over at all, just kind of keeping my distance – is that the right move, or I'm overthinking it?
Yeah, it sounds like you are. You do what you want to do. If you want to go over, go over. If you don't want to go over, don't go over. Don't be mad. That's all.
Okay. And
you can't
determine.
You have to take it one day at a time.
That's very true. I'll be doing that. And the other thing, too, is I'm not trying to please my wife at all when she talks about vacations and she talks about going here, and I go, I'm not interested in going on vacations. If you want to go on vacations, you can go on vacation with your friend, but we're not doing it because I'm not really interested in pleasing her in that way. So, I mean, is that the right step to take?
Well, what I want to encourage you to do is you need to start living in the present so you can see what's the right. You can't determine ahead of time the right thing to do. You have to live in the present so you can see the right thing to do. You can't plan your life out. You have to live your life. You can't plan the life.
Right. She asked me recently if she wanted to go on a vacation. I said, no, you know, I really am not interested. And she's like, okay, well, can I go with my friends? I'm going to go with my friend. I said, yeah, you can go, but I'm not going.
And so are you doubting your decision?
No, I'm not. I just wanted to – I think it's the right thing the right move I've made.
Okay.
But I just wanted to confirm it with you.
Well, you need to see the right thing to do because I don't know how your wife is. I don't know how you are around her. And you need to stay present so you can see the right thing, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
You're
Happy
welcome.
Happy Men's History Month.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-773-773-888. 77 Jesse. Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Why do you think about other people?
I have two answers for that. The first one is when I think about my husband specifically, it's because I'm thinking he can save me out of my hell. And then when I think about every little thing that he's doing that's not saving me, I feel like that's going to get me free.
No, but the question is, why do you think about other people?
Well, there was two parts to that. I broke it down into concentrating on my husband and then concentrating on other people.
No, but the question is, why do you think about other people?
Okay. So I'm trying to come up with an explanation about why I'm in my hell. So that's why I think about other people. Like, I want to explain why I'm feeling the way I'm doing, and it's distracting me.
I don't quite understand the response to the biblical question. The biblical question is, why do you think about other people?
I think about other people because it's a distraction.
In what way?
So if I'm feeling some kind of way where I'm in hell and I think about someone else, I think about other people, then I don't have to think about what I'm feeling.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Okay, so I'm interesting now.
Yeah, because I didn't know where you were going with that.
I was confusing, and now I'm interesting.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the I want to respond back to that, but I appreciate you responding, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question about my son? He was doing the silent prayer this morning.
How old is he?
He's 11.
Okay.
He said that he saw a window, and he saw a window that was full of darkness, and then he saw another window that was full of light. And I don't know how to respond to that.
Just tell him, do nothing about it, just watch.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Did he talk to his father about it?
No.
And why not?
Because his stepfather is the only father that he knows, and he's not really doing the stuff that we're doing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Julie. Yeah. I appreciate it, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. Thank you.
All right.
888-7753-773. Super Chat. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Cornerstone Media said, Cornerstone donated a Cash App saying, donating just makes me feel good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. If my ex-girlfriend is a travel agent, does it make sense that her and the lady who birthed me still communicate, especially for cheaper travel? Does it make sense they still communicate?
What?
His ex-girlfriend and his mother, the lady who birthed him, still communicate because she's a travel agent, and the mother communicates with his ex-girlfriend, especially for cheaper travel. Does it make sense?
I don't know. Call me on that one. It's not clear. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JUSTIN. Call me on that. I don't just want to respond. Just as well to respond. But interesting question, though. But call me on it. Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah. Someone bought a coffee. I want to ask.
Ask.
A question. Do you think fast reactions that humans do sometimes are from God? For example, I seen this video of a guy talking with someone, and a baseball was going to hit him in the head, and he turns around and just catches it. I also experienced this at work when a box was going to hit me in the face. Without thinking, I smacked it out of the way, and instantly, much appreciated, thank you.
I don't know.
Did God give us quick reflexes?
I have no idea.
I want to say yes.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Hate saying yes. I don't know, because I don't quite understand the question. Amazing, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. Richard bought a coffee. Amazing. I've listened to the show all day, every day for 6 months now, but I haven't heard anyone ask the question yet. If you can't help anyone, what is the point of the JLP show? Why did you start the JLP show? By the way, I haven't really reflected on why. I'm just asking the question. This is Richard.
And so you want to know why?
You have the JLP show if you can't help anyone.
That's not what it means. It means that I can't change anyone, or another person can't change another person. You can't help that way, but you can point, if you know the way, you can point them to the source that will change them if they want to change, but we can't change anyone. No one can change another person. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's me, Xenia. Monkeypox found in San Francisco, California, and allegedly Newark, New Jersey. Wastewater. Uh-oh.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Let me take
a quick break. Hate can come in with hate news. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment.
I highly recommend you get them. Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Day, August 16th, AD 2024. Happy Men's History Month. And shout out to the ladies. I heard it was an excellent women's forum. JLP mentioned it here in the first hour earlier. We will get right back to all of your calls and your super chats. Hopefully, right, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. But first, it is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, popular European destinations have been overwhelmed by swarms of tourists, resulting in sold-out hotels, packed museums, overflowing restaurants. In Italy, this weekend, access to many beaches, communist buzzword, by the way, will only be granted by booking through an app. Wow, you have to book your access to the beach. What a mess. And in some cases, even towels and chairs have been banned from the sand. Wow, what a mess. Drug costs, meanwhile, in America, crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, and the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, supposedly, they made a joint appearance in Maryland Thursday to make her look good, right, supposedly, at an event focused on prescription drug costs. That's something that Trump was good at and working on, isn't it? I thought. The evil Biden administration, which is Obama Part 3, announced the results of an historic Medicare drug price negotiations, maybe not N then, that will save an estimated $6 billion with a B, dollars, when lower prices take effect in some medicines in 2026. Sounds like communism to me. I don't trust it. The negotiation program has been a central talking point of the Black on the Inside White House's efforts to lower the cost of living for more Americans, quote-unquote Americans, including senior citizens, the old folks, a key voting bloc. So they're just trying to buy votes, basically, huh? The powerful pharmaceutical industry, which has long fought against allowing Medicare to negotiate prices, has been trying to stop the negotiation process. Commie capitalism, filing multiple lawsuits in federal courts across the United States, contending the program is unconstitutional in various ways. Maybe they should scrap it all. Anyway, Trump will save it. Trump rallies, bulletproof glass will surround our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, at his campaign rallies moving forward, as the so-called Secret Service, not so secret, huh, aims to increase security on the campaign trail. The heightened safety measures are being implemented in the wake of the assassination attempt on our greatest president, Trump, at his rally last month in Butler, PA, not to be confused with Wednesday's rally in North Carolina, where the Secret Service gal was breastfeeding on a break. Anyway, additional precautions also include increasing the number of agents and certain technological changes. A senior official told Commie Nonsense Network, ballistic glass, meaning bulletproof glass, is commonly used to protect sitting presidents and is moved into place by the Department of Defense. For Trump, the Secret Service will strategically place the glass across the country where our greatest president is expected to visit in the lead-up to the November election. And peace in the Middle East. Is it going to happen? Nah. Mediators in talks for a ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel are making a last-ditch effort this week to revive stalled negotiations as the Middle East braces for an Iranian attack on Israel. A high-stakes meeting concluded Thursday will resume today if it hasn't already, so said a diplomat source briefing talks, blah, blah, blah. In the meeting, Qatar, Egypt, and the United States were expected to present a plan to implement a deal that could do a ceasefire after the 10-month-long war in Gaza to free remaining hostages. It's inconclusive. Promising start, so said John Kirby, but I don't trust it. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? Second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-777-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? That's the biblical question. You can listen to the show as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Whether you're busy or not, you can podcast the shows, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the whole round world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, right? Whatever's on your mind. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I mean, I know you're a sophisticated guy. The world is a mess.
It's a mess.
The world is as angry as it gets.
Which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more.
What are we protesting? This police department, since 2014, has been a punching bag for this community. The police department back in 2014, we don't even have them officers here anymore.
He was left limping after being brutally attacked.
His car ransacked and left badly damaged.
Everything that the activist community has advocated for, crisis intervention training, all this stuff, we have done all of this. What are we doing?
I love you. Oh, I love you beyond all limit. I'm supposed to be the tough and strong when you have carried me so many nights through the fire.
Oh, God. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. We need you now. Amazing. Oh, let me do this, folks. We started on some Super Chats, and the time ran out. I'm going to finish the Super Chat, and then I'm going to the phones. Let's finish the Super Chat. Hake!
Hey.
Of the Hake Report.
Gregatron bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. We are rebuilding the multiverse by rebuilding the universe, by rebuilding the galaxy, by rebuilding the solar system, by rebuilding the round earth, by rebuilding the country, by rebuilding the family, by rebuilding the man.
Well thought out. Thank you. That's amazing. I love it. Thank you.
Nate.
SD.
Indeed. Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah.
Nate bought 20 coffees. Very generous. Thank you for all what you do.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Takeshi bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I'm currently, since 1.5 years, studying to become a police officer. The study goes 2.5 years, but I don't want to become a police officer. I just study to make my relatives think I have succeeded. But now I want to stop that study and make my own business. Is it okay to stop it?
Yeah.
You told in the past that people who give up are beta.
But you're doing something because... Oh, go ahead.
But is this as well a type of giving up? Thanks.
No. You're doing what your family wants you to do, not what you want to do. Do what you want to do. You are responsible for your life. Live your life as an adult. It's your world. You are your world. You can't live it for mama. You can't live it for family members. You can't live it for anyone else but you. Otherwise, you're not going to have peace. Really. So do what you want to do. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Takeshi. The Joe bought 5 coffees. Being ruled by women and children is God's judgment for the wickedness of Jerusalem, spelled out in Isaiah 3:1-12. Patriarchy means rule of the father. Step up, men. Set the parameters for what is permitted in your life, your family, and your community.
If ever, ever, there were a time for men to step up, it's now. It's now, really. My country is a mess. And for the ladies who are working on yourself, we had the women's forum last night. It was fun. There are women who are working on themselves. Really, really, really. Because they didn't know before that they had to work on themselves. They knew something wrong with stuff. They didn't know they had to forgive their mothers. They didn't know they had to forgive their fathers. They didn't know that they needed to return to the Father. Because everybody catered to them to keep them down. They didn't know they had to work on themselves. And now that they know, they too are becoming free. And the same way the men have to do it, ladies, you got to do it too if you want to be free. You got to forgive your mothers. She has created you in her image. You're not yourself. Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Ralph, 10 coffees, very generous. Hey, Jesse and crew, wishing you all well.
Thank you, Ralph. I wish you well, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Peanut butter hot dog, 3 coffees. Happy birthday, Hake. Thank you. Joel Friday was asleep, he black. Smartest anchor baby on this side of heaven. Keep it pithy.
Nice. Thank you. Amazing.
Urinal Chills is a monthly supporter on Rumble, as are Xenia and Pastor Chatelet.
Thank y'all.
Urinal Chills says, I wanted to run up there and say to that black dude, keep them tears out yo eyes.
Yeah.
Then slap him. Put a Will Smith on you, you know?
It's amazing that that guy, I understand it though, men are weak now. He stood there in front of the whole world and cried like a baby to, I guess that's his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
That's his girlfriend.
His old
woman
friend. And she's
older than him. That is a mama-son relationship. Really. And she's sitting there, like, enjoying it, getting the thrill of her lifetime from it. Because the world looking at her getting praise, though they are pathetic. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to Kid Combo 1, Fatty Wat, Wolf 336, Misty, Groovy Monkey for the lemons and ice cream. Appreciate that. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Nice. I want to go to the phones, and while I am going to the callers, I need my experts to come in. I have a question for my expert. They did not know I wanted to talk to them about this, and I just realized this morning as I was walking into the studio, I'm going to ask my experts about this. In the meantime, let me go to, while they're coming in, let me go to a first-time caller, Greg out of Washington. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, yes. Greg.
My question is, for me and my son, it's always been hard to get along since he was a teenager. And I'm wondering, is that common for fathers to be distant from their sons?
Not at all. Your son has been turned away from you by his mother. He is seeing you through his mother's eyes, and he resents you thinking that it's his resentment, but it's his mother's. And it happened in all families because fathers don't protect their children from the mothers. And all mothers turn the children away from the fathers. And the mothers can't help it because they're not aware of what's going on them. They just know they have an evil heart and a jealous spirit. And the woman is jealous of the man because the man represents God and the woman represents Satan. Your son has been turned away from you by his mother.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Have you talked to him about that?
Not about his mother turning him away. No, I haven't.
Why not?
I probably still want him to think that I'm putting her down, I guess.
And where are you getting those ideas from?
The thoughts in my head.
Why are you listening to the devil?
Weak.
At least you're being honest. The devil doesn't want you to talk to your sons about these things or your daughter because the devil wants that separation between father and child.
Yeah. Now, is this like in the Adam and Eve story? Is this a curse from God for some reason in history?
It's not from God, but the curse is from the devil working through the woman. And the woman is suffering because she made the devil her God. The God above is the God of man, and the God below is the God of the woman. Until she overcome, if she should. Until she returned to the Father.
And then, as in, husband and wife shouldn't try to make the relationship work. Should a father try to make that relationship work with his son?
Never, 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 ever, 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 for as long as you walk this earth, don't try to make any relationships work. Either they work naturally, or they don't work at all. It's like, I recommend you have a talk with your son and apologize to him for not protecting him from his mother and let him know that his mother has passed her anger onto him and he sees you the way that she's seeing you. And yes, you've been weak. And I'm sorry, yeah. Son. I just didn't know at the time. I was wrong. I love you and I'm sorry. And then you have to leave it to the son to start working on him. How old is he?
30.
He's 30?
Yes.
What? I thought he was like 12 or 13.
It's been going on since he was about 15, though. Been distant, yeah.
And so how long have you known that his mother had done this to him?
Since I was drinking a lot, and I imagine she told him that I was abusive.
And why did you not, if he's 30 years old, why haven't you had a talk with him about it? Are you still with his mother?
Yes.
You're still with the mother. And do you have other children?
Yeah, we have a daughter.
Well, she's doing that to your daughter, too. How old is your daughter?
She's 27.
Wow. Why haven't you had a talk with them about this? And if the mother don't like it, that's fine. It's up to her. She doesn't like for your kids to, she doesn't want them to return to you. And that's on her. Let her act out and do what she wants. Don't you overreact to the mother. But why haven't you had a talk with them, man?
Well, he might have seen some of that in me, too. You know, I might have been a little harsh with him, too, when he was growing up. And
might have been, or were you?
I was, yeah. I would just, you know, tell him, go, good luck with your life, you know, because he wasn't listening to me.
And so why don't you apologize to him for that?
I have.
Okay. You need to have a conversation with your children, adult children, because they're not children anymore, about your weakness, their mother's weakness, how she's turned them away from you, and that if they don't forgive you and their mother, that they're going to end up doing what the both of you and the mother, they're going to repeat the same cycle, that they must forgive so that they can be free, and then leave them alone to work it out.
Okay. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I will talk to them.
And if the mother get mad, so? That's just Eva inside your mother doesn't want the truth. Eva doesn't want your children to know the truth.
Yeah, when I mentioned that, she said that to them. She wrote down, no, he saw it in me. So that's why I said that. He saw it.
He saw,
and he did. He saw the anger in me.
Who said that? Your mother said that?
Well, my wife.
I mean, their wife said that. I mean,
yeah, she just wrote it down on the paper right in front of me.
And what did she say?
No, he saw it in me. Not that she was telling.
Oh,
him that, all my
your
problems,
wife
he
said
thought.
That your son saw the anger in you.
Yes.
Did she say that your son saw the anger in her?
She didn't say that, but I'm sure he did, yes.
That's where the anger was, is in the mother. It's not in the, yes, the father's angry too, because he has his mother's nature. He has his mother anger as well. But he saw it in her, and he experienced it through her as well.
Okay.
Did you tell your wife that?
No, but I will. I'm writing it down. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, absolutely, because she had a lot of anger, too.
Of course
you
did. That's why your son has turned against you, because of her anger.
Okay. Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah, that's what happened. Both of us had it.
Yeah. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
Your wife obey you?
Yes.
Yes.
Quiet.
She's right there?
Yes.
What's her first name?
Terry.
What?
Terry.
Terry.
Yes.
And
you want to talk to her?
Has she forgiven her mother?
Yes, she has.
And has she apologized to your children for turning them against you?
No, she hasn't.
And why not?
She probably doesn't want to admit that. Well, she said she has. She said she has.
She just said that right now?
Yes.
She said that she has apologized to your children for turning them against you?
Well, she's thinking about it now. Not exactly, no.
So she has. Can I talk to her for a minute?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll come back.
Hi,
Jesse. Hi. What's your name again?
I'm Terry.
Terry,
in the RV.
So what now?
We're the people in the RV that came for counseling.
Oh.
From Hawaii.
Oh, I remember now. What the?
What the?
Have you apologized? All is well. Have you apologized to the adult children for turning them against their father?
I didn't say it turning against their father, but I told them for all the arguing we've done in the past and fighting. And
why didn't you tell them I turned you against your father and that's why you're suffering?
I will tell him that now. I just didn't say it in those words.
And why not?
I didn't really think about it like that, how you just explained it.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I just told him. I'm sorry for putting him through all the fights we had and arguments. And I would leave every year and go to the mainland, you know, and take them every year for like 29 years, you know.
Amazing.
I'd have enough of this alcoholic, you know, drinking that I would just pack up and leave the island. You know,
it's important that you let them know you've turned them away from the father, because inside of their body, they're yearning for their father. They're yearning for God, and they have that void and that emptiness, and they don't understand what it is. And so let them know,
right.
And the father needs to talk to them too, but let them know that they need to forgive you and forgive him so they can return to God. They're not going to know God until they can love their earthly father. It's not going to happen.
Okay, I understand. I will do that for sure. Son knows God, but my daughter's not there yet.
Okay. You stop being so bad.
It's hard. I'm working on it big time. I just appreciate your counseling, too. I'm going to tell you that.
Right on. Are you doing the silent?
You needed it.
Are you doing the silent prayer? You staying with it?
Yes, I am. It's helping so much.
Well,
Thank you so much.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
I will. We just love you, Jesse.
I love you all back.
All right. You have a great day.
All
Aloha.
Right. Let me talk back. Let me talk back to Greg.
Okay.
All
you
right.
take care, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
So, Greg.
Yes.
Do you understand now what to do? You got to talk to your children, adult children?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah.
Because, as I just said to your wife, they are yearning for the love of a father. And when kids resent their father, it leaves that emptiness, like emptiness, a void. And they're never going to have peace, and they're never going to love or know God until they can love you.
So I admitted that I was wrong to my son. Now you're saying I need to say he saw it in the mother, too. So
Yes, he got to forgive her as well.
Yeah.
And let him know that when his mother running off to the States because she was judging you, you were drinking, let them know that the mother was wrong for doing that and that she turned them against you.
So she should talk to them, too.
Yeah,
right? So
absolutely.
Saying that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I've got this written down. I appreciate your help, Jesse. You're awesome.
Thank you, man. Are you doing the prayer, the silent prayer?
Yes.
Well, stay with that. No matter what happens, you stay with that.
Okay, definitely.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's it for now. I'll think of some more questions and try to call back.
All right. I wish you well with that, Grant. Let me know how it goes. I remember you guys now. I really remember you.
I'm glad.
All right.
Okay.
Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
All right.
All right.
Bye now.
Hello.
All right. Bye now. Hola, hola. How you say Hawaii by?
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. I remember when I went to the doll's wedding, daughter's wedding up there in Hawaii. Everybody was there. Aloha.
Aloha.
Alahu Akbar?
No. Hola. How you Hawaiian thing they say?
Aloha.
Aloha. The doll was there and everybody was there. I'm like, what the? 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Terry, and then I have a question for my experts. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Terry, out of Texas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Good. I want to tell you, man, it's an honor to talk to you. I listen to you every day. My wife, she's tired of you, though. I had a question.
Okay. Do you spell Terry with an I or a Y?
Why?
A why?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was asking for the wife.
So I had a question.
About the wife.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
So my ex-wife is turning my son against me.
Yeah.
It's like I can see it right before my eyes. And I don't know if I need to go to court, if I need to take him to court, but the lawyer's talking about charging me $6,000 just to go to court. And I'm just not sure what to do at this point. I just want to know your opinion.
How old is he?
13.
He's 13. Do you have a relationship with him at all?
I mean, I can call him and text him and stuff like that, but, like, I used to get him, like, every other weekend, but it's been, like, a month now. Every time it's time for me to get him, she's like, oh, he has this to do, and oh, he can't come this weekend, and I remarried, and, well, she remarried first, and then I remarried, but then when I remarried, then it's just everything started going downhill, me and his relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
and like, I'll pick him up, and we'll, like, we talking and riding, and he'll just, like, my mama said before I was born that you hit her, you know, just random stuff, and it's like, dang,
wow.
Why would you tell him that?
So she's evil. That's why. That's what evil mothers do. They have no love.
But I was just thinking, like, if she tell him that, he's going to think bad about me, and
yep.
He's 50% of me, and he's going to think bad about himself, and it's just going to be a downhill spiral.
Absolutely. 100%. And so she's trying to take you to court. She's taking you to court to keep you from your son?
No, I was asking you, should I take her to court to get more custody?
Oh,
you know, spend
I
more time with him.
Let me change it this way. Do what you want. But I say you should walk away. I would not cut the baby in half. I would let her have it. Because what's going to happen, even if you take her to court and the judge say you have 50% custody, you can see she's going to make sure that doesn't happen. We go there to get him, she's going to never have him ready. She's going to find a reason to keep him away from you. And she's going to continue to turn him away from you. He's going to have a bad attitude. And you would have wasted your money on lawyers. And then giving her more money and him. And then paying for counseling for him. I wouldn't personally waste my money. Because you're on the losing end of this situation right now.
Right, right.
I wouldn't argue with her about him anymore. I would just throw up both of my hands and walk away. And work on myself. Return to the Father, and God will change your life. And you never know, a situation or something can happen where you will end up with your son.
Do you think, like, when he get older, because, I mean, he's 13 now, 5 years, he'll be 18. Do you think he'll come back and try to talk to me and try to figure out what happened? Or
well, I don't know what his situation would be, but a lot of time that does happen.
Okay.
When the father let go and just work on himself, you know, be right and do right, all kinds of amazing things happen for him. So it's absolutely possible.
Okay, okay. So I shouldn't call her and tell her, you know, today my day, this my weekend. Because that's what I usually do, but she just found a way. And I've even called the police before, and the police is like, well, hire a lawyer again. I've hired a lawyer before. And it cost me $6,000. I got it for the weekend and all this stuff. And it worked. Everything was going good for about a couple months. And then it was just like, nope, you ain't going to see my son. And, you know,
I would, I'll be done with it, man. I would wash my hands of it. And I wouldn't be calling her, telling her I'm coming to get him. Can you hold for 1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Stopping us now. We on the move. 888-77-JESSE. Welcome back. Happy Men's History. Brand new episode on Monday from Punchin' TV. Punchin' TV. We have our own network now, and we're building a 24-hour talk network with all men only. Isn't that amazing? Because the world is setting us up for total destruction by turning it on over, handing it over to the females. And it ain't going to work. I don't care what you say. You can say what you want. You can hate me for it. Or you can appreciate it. It ain't going to work. Really. So we are building this network, and we have several people who have sent in requests to be a part of the network. Some of you got to be hearing from us for sure. All right. We have a new episode coming up on Monday on Punchin' TV, and at 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punchin', P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchin' TV. Is it Punchin.TV or Punchin' TV? Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Punchin.TV. I got you now. Punchin.TV. Watch this.
Oh. Look at the lady. Oh.
The reporter hugged
coming
her.
In a hug. This woman lost her mind.
No, when she said...
this woman's insane.
I love the things that show the sickness of, like, everybody.
Yes.
You gotta be like, this is sick. Like,
she was in depression because of this.
Be that as it may, but some of the greatest people are insane.
Some of the greatest people are insane. Punchy. Punchin.TV this Monday at 2 p.m. So what you're going to see is all the hosts on the Punchin Network. And we're discussing these issues, right? And you're going to see everybody there. And as the new hosts of their shows on the Punchin TV come in, you're going to be seeing them as well. So check it out at 2 p.m. on Monday. Make a note of it. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. .TV. I wish you guys could, ladies, well, you guys could not have been there, could have been at the women's forum last night. It was so deep that it made you want to slap your mama. It was just so deep.
That's good to hear from the ladies in general, yeah.
Because normally women don't work on themselves in a serious way. You know, they'll be fighting, kicking, and screaming. Mm-hmm. But it was good. And last night we had the women's forum, which is every Thursday night of the month. And it was amazing. Anyway, I'll see you at the meeting on Sunday morning. I have a fellowship. Right here in L.A. We are in L.A., West L.A. area. Pico and La Cienega. La Cienega. Go out, go to the website at rebuildingtheman.com and check it out. The address and everything. rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time Sunday. Let me go quickly back to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
So when you cut it off, stop trying to see the boy and begging and fight with this woman and just don't communicate with her anymore, she's going to try to draw you back in. Oh, you haven't called for the child lately. You haven't done this. She's trying to draw you back in, and don't play the game with her.
So don't even go back and forth with her.
Uh-uh. Don't argue with her, because what you got to realize, if you haven't already, is that you're dealing with evil. You're dealing with the devil, and the devil get thrills out of making people overreact to him. He love it, because as long as you overreact to him, he can control you. And so as long as you go back and forth with this woman, in her mind, she has control over you.
Okay, I got you. I want to make one more statement.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I don't understand about the whole situation is my son is, he's suffering, like big time. He just sit around, play video games, he don't work out, he don't. You know, it's just, but I'm more of a fit, athletic person. I go work out every day. I take my, you know, just the type of stuff I like to do. And I'm like, hey, I'll buy him a gym membership. I'll pick him up. I'll work him out. I'll bring him back to you. I just want him to exercise and be healthy. And she's just like, nope.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you hurt your son to hurt me? Like, I don't understand the psychology in that. Am I thinking too deep into it?
No, you're absolutely right. It's an amazing question. The average father would want to know that, because on looking at from the outside, it doesn't make sense that she would want to hurt not only your son, it's her son too, right? But what you got to know, Terry, and I promise you, I'm not making this up either. Mothers do not love the man's children. They do not love their children at all. They have no love for their children at all. She get more thrill out of knowing that you love your son and or daughter and that you want to be with him, and she get a thrill from hurting you. And if it means hurting the child, it's still another thrill for her. She feel nothing about it.
Mm.
Because that's her evil nature. The nature of the woman is that of evil. And they only women, that's why women are so emotional. They love thrills of feeling good, feeling angry, getting revenge, being jealous and strife and all that gossiping. They get thrills. That's what they live off, because their nature is that of evil until they repent, meaning forgive their mothers for doing that to them and their father for not protecting them. So she, to her, it is life to hurt your son.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. Dang. All right. Hey, I want to take a shot at the biblical question now.
All right. So here's whatever. Are you working on yourself yet?
Yeah. I can't. I'm having a hard time forgiving my father, though. I can't even lie to you.
And so that's the same issue that your son is having with you. Because his mother has done exactly to him what your mother has done to you. And what do you need to forgive your father for?
He went to prison when I was young. He got out of prison. He just stayed gone most of my life. He was in prison. And he got out and drinking and driving and went right back. He went to prison for 20 years. He got out, stayed out for 6 years, and he went back to prison. And I don't hate him or nothing, but I'm just so disappointed that I just don't. You know what I mean?
And why are you disappointed?
I guess I just kind of had a lot of expectations. You know, when you're a kid, you have this fairy tale of what, you know, a father's supposed to be. You don't really know what a father's supposed to be, and he got out, and it was like, dang,
daddy's home, and I guess the rainbows in the sky didn't fall down. And,
yeah, I understand. But what you don't realize is that your father have the same spiritual issues that you have, because his mother did to him exactly what your mother did to you, and he didn't know how to handle life. He didn't know how to handle your mother. He did not overcome his mother. And the same evil spirit that made a home in you has made a home in him. And he loved you. It's just that he didn't know how to deal with the issues of life. And as long as you don't love your father, forgive your father, you would never be free. You cannot love God. You won't know God. And you would never be free. Because how can you say you love God, whom you never seen, and resent your father, whom you have seen? And the father, men represent God. They may be weak until they wake up, but they still are sons of God. And so when you resent your earthly father, you resent God. And Satan is your God. Yeah. And the woman you made the baby with is the spirit of your mother. It's the same woman.
She do remind me of my mother a lot, though, for real, Jesse. You saying that.
It's your mother.
Man, listen. I'm for real. You saying that. I'm for real. She do.
Yeah.
Everything about her. She even kind of look like her a little bit.
Every man marry their mother. Every man date their mothers, because you become attracted to what you hate. And you can't get away from it until you forgive the mother. Every woman you will forever get involved with is the spirit of your mother. And you are going to go through the same thing your father went through. And now your son.
So I have to forgive my mother first,
yes,
and then forgive my father? Okay.
Whichever come first. If you have a chance with the father first, forgive him. Whichever opportunity come first. But you got to face your mother. Why haven't you faced her already?
I don't know. I've always kind of resented her for a reason. For some reason, like whenever me and my ex-wife would like have disputes, she would just like take my ex-wife's side, and I was just like, you know what?
Absolutely.
It was like they'll just like team up against me, and I'm the villain all the time. So I was just like, man, I don't even want to talk to none of them. And then it was just, I don't know. I can't explain it, but that's primarily why.
Your mother hates
like,
you.
Whenever,
your mother hates
like, whenever
you too.
But
go ahead.
Oh, whenever me and my ex-wife would have an argument about anything, she'll call my mom, and then my mom would be like, you're wrong. You need to apologize to her.
Yeah.
Your job, she's a queen. You got to make her happy. And I was just working two jobs and just living life to make her happy, because that's what my mom said.
Wow.
But I was just living in misery.
Yes.
And it was just like, the black woman is a queen, and you're supposed to make sure that she got everything she needs, and you and your son. And long as you're taken care of and your wife is happy, then everything else comes second. Like, dang, man, this is kind of, I did it for 6 years, but man, this is kind of miserable.
Yeah, your mother don't love you. She hates you, too. And she is a queen, but she's the queen of hell.
Come on, man.
Women don't have love. They only have hate.
Yeah, man, I'm starting to see that with my son. My son's mom, now we divorced.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until we separated. It's like, how in the heck do you love your son when you're obviously hurting? Like, giving him video games and not working on nutrition, health, or nothing. It's just, and you know that I'm not saying I'm a good person, but I'm going to show him the right things in life.
Right.
But you're keeping him away because you don't like me. Like, the logic doesn't make sense. I try to break it down in my head. I think about it all the time. When I go to sleep, I think like, dang, what can I do to make this better? You know, and I call my mom, and my mom's like, oh, you need to go to her, apologize to her for your past, what you did to her. In your past, because that's why she's mad at you, because of what you did to her.
Your mother is evil.
Her.
She's evil. And this is why a man should never, ever, never, 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 ever, but never, 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 ever tell a woman his problem. He should not talk to his mother about it. He should not talk to grandmama about it, his sister or girlfriend or wife or a female counselor or anything. A man should never tell a woman his problem. A woman can't handle the man's problem because the woman hates the man. Satan is her God, and she hates the sons of God. So she's never going to give you the right advice. Nor can she give it to you because she doesn't have it. She doesn't know the truth.
Man, just I thank you a lot, man, for the information. And hey, I work at the, it's my last thing. I work at the hospital, right? And yeah. We have a big screen TV at the nurse station. And then I play you on the big TV, and then everybody's like, Beta, Beta Man. I'm walking down the hallway, and they're like, Beta.
Oh,
a lot of nurses up there.
That's
and
funny.
You had a caller one day called in, and he said, I'm a nurse, and you said, Beta. So every time a nurse walked by me, he said, Beta.
Amazing. Well, that's funny. Thank you, man. Here's what I recommend, though. You got to start focus on you now. You got to work on you. And
yes,
and never, ever again, as long as you walk this earth, try to make a relationship work. Don't put any effort in making a relationship. You can't make a relationship work. Either it works naturally or it doesn't work at all. Friendship relationship, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever relationship. We're not supposed to be trying to make anything work. We're supposed to let go and let life happen naturally. So stop that. So I want you to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer. You know about the silent prayer?
Yeah, silent prayer in our video.
Yeah,
me and my wife, we do it. We do it. Honestly, we do it at nighttime, but we don't do it in the morning. Because I work nights. She works morning. So.
Okay, well, you do it in the night and in the morning if you can, whenever you wake up or whatever, right? But you do it, and then so you're married right now?
Yeah, I'm married now, yeah.
Does she obey you?
Yeah.
Does she have children?
No, we're working on one now.
And has she been married before?
No, sir.
Okay. Make sure you don't tell her your problems either. Don't whine with her. Don't complain with her about your ex-wife. Don't tell you when you see your now wife, all is well. Do not, because you're the head of your wife, and if she see weakness in you, she's gonna hate you for it.
Okay.
And so do the silent prayer, face your mother and your father, forgive them, have no expectation. If they say sorry, fire it. If they don't, fire. You forgive, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can't help yourself. I understand. I'm going through the same thing. Something else is controlling me. I realize you were going through the same thing. I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you. And I'm telling you, Terry, your life is going to take off. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, sir.
And from this day forward, be done with the mother and your son. And work on you and let God take care of everything else.
Yes, sir. Man, thanks a lot, Jesse.
Okay.
Hey, what was the biblical question again?
Oh, yeah. Why do you, one thing I want to tell, let's say, because when you stop trying to get hold of your son, this woman is going to feel like she's losing control over you. So she may call you up and say, why you never call for your son? You never call for your son. Just say, okay, let me know when it's okay to pick him up and be done with. Don't argue or anything, all right?
Yes, sir.
And when you she said, come and get your son, go get him. But don't argue, don't try to force it or anything. The biblical question is, why do you think about other people?
Listen, Jesse, I was on the way, I was driving, I was thinking about that, and I was trying to think of something philosophical to say to you. And I said to myself, man, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because I do that. Every time I be doing something, I think, like, dang, what would this person think? Or what would my wife think if I did this? Or I always think about what other people would think, but I don't even know why I do that.
And it's
That's a dang good question.
It's a what?
That's a dang good question, man. I've been thinking about that ever since I heard you say it. I don't even know.
That's amazing. Well, I'll put my little two. I'm glad. Thank you for responding to it. I want to respond back, but I got to wait. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Sunday church, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you watch church?
Yeah, I kind of catch it. You know, in Texas, the times are different.
Right.
In California, so.
Yeah. But you
it's
can.
Like 2 hours or something like that.
Yeah. It's at. You can always podcast, though, if you can't catch it live.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Hey, thanks again. Hey, my wife, she wanted to tell you thank you. She's not with me, but ever since I started listening to you, she doesn't drive anymore.
Right on.
She's a passenger. Hey, because I used to let her drive, but now I do all the driving. She's like, woo, this one thing I love about Jesse. I do all the, you do all the driving now. I love Jesse for this.
And you used to let her drive and you sit in the passenger seat?
Yeah, I used to let her drive. And I heard one of your videos, you said the top 10 steps for men is never let a woman drive.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
That's amazing. Hey, what a beta.
Right. And she said, tell Jesse, it's one thing I like about him is I don't got to drive no more. She just put her sunglasses on, take her shoes off, and think back.
Nice. That's amazing. If you continue to work on yourself, man, and work on you, and all you need to do is do the silent prayer, go and forgive your parents, and stay present. Stay out of your thoughts about the past or the future. Don't look forward. Don't look back. Just stay present, and everything is going to work on your behalf. It'll just happen naturally.
Yes, sir.
And let me know how it goes,
so
man.
Much,
I wish you well.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. So real fast, I have my experts here. Hank from the HankReport.com, the white guy way over there, to my far left and your right. And he's on every day at 9 a.m. Pacific time. He's an expert of this show, the Destiny Peterson Show. And to my right, right in front of me here, is Joel Friday TV. He black. And he's on Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And an expert here on the show. And to my far right and your far left, the one, the only, a genius.
Indeed he is.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And very, lots of energy. Too much. The American Anchor Baby. And one of the experts here on the Destiny Peterson Show.
I thought he played this on purpose as his theme song.
Theme music.
And I have a quick question for them. When I come back from this break, this is how we're going to. And I'm going to take your calls and super chats. But I got to ask them a quick question, and we're going to get back to the calls, all right? I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news, the hate news, not the fake news, is coming up now. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest. It is August 16th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and the experts. Nice little segment for you. And the super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports on Typhoon Ampil. That's over in Japan area. Hundreds of thousands of people are being advised to evacuate parts of Japan as Typhoon Ampil, A-M-P-I-L, approaches the capital of Japan. Is that Tokyo? The storm located 121 nautical miles, whatever that means, southeast of Yokosuka, Greater Tokyo. The storm is intensified to the equivalent strength of a Category 4 hurricane, according to the Joint Typhoon Warning Center. What's the difference between a typhoon and a hurricane? I'll have to tell you some other time after I look it up. More than 400,000 people in the total were issued evacuation advisories in the cities of Mobara and Asahi near Tokyo and Iwaki, Fukushima Prefecture, which are near the east coast of Japan and expected to feel the brunt of the storm later today, if it hasn't happened already. Thousands have already lost power, while airlines and railways are canceling services during the peak summer travel season, by the way. What a mess. And Matthew Perry, remember that actor from that degenerate TV show, Friends? He was the white one with the mid-tone light brown hair. Five people have been charged in connection with the 2023 death of actor Matthew Perry, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The charges come after investigators say that they uncovered an underground network of drug sellers and suppliers whom they allege are responsible for distributing ketamine. Ketamine, a potentially deadly drug that killed Perry, according to what they claim. Matthew Perry's journey began with unscrupulous doctors who don't trust doctors, especially unscrupulous ones, who abused their position of trust because they saw him as a payday to street dealers who gave him ketamine in unmarked vials. So says DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency or something like that, Drug Elimination Agency, advisor Ann Milgram. That's what she said. It's not elimination. Anyway, over 2 months from September to October 2023, Matthew Perry was distributed approximately 20 vials of ketamine that cost him roughly $55,000 from September to October. Oh, just over 2 months, 55 grand. So said a U.S. attorney, pay all that money and then die. What a mess. The beloved actor, he was beloved, so they say, who starred as Chandler Bing on that degenerate TV show Friends. He died October 2023 at the tender age of 54 years old. Gone too soon. Anyway, a little update on rent. The rent is very high. It's too darn high. But they're offering, in some places, free rent, or at least a limited basis, and free parking, so-called. Landlords are throwing in sweetener deal sweeteners. The United States rental market's slowing down, which is forcing many landlords to offer surprising deals to get tenants to sign on the dotted line. So check it out. And they also recommend five-second breaks. Five-second breaks can help reduce aggression between couples. You know how women are getting all aggressive and males are too? They say inhale, then exhale. This is from Commie Nonsense Network. Take a five-second break during an argument with your quote-unquote significant other. I guess CNN's just for gays. Could help diffuse the situation, according to new research. And 1.4 million girls in Afghanistan, deliberately deprived of education by the based Taliban government. I use the term very loosely. So says UNESCO, the UN education mess, mumbo-jumbo place, treating women as second-class citizens, which they are. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question, why do you think about other people? Why do you think? Why about other people? Isn't that an amazing question? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jessileepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show no matter what you're doing and where you are. In the whole wide world, you can podcast, but you can be listening to the show if you're sitting up at a beach, if you're taking drugs, smoking pot, being beat up by your wife, or whatever you're going through. You can be listening to the show. An illegal alien tried to cross the border. Because you have an Obama phone, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I mean, I know you're a sophisticated guy. The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
What a mess!
Which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more.
What are we protesting? This police department, since 2014, has been a punching bag for this community. The police department back in 2014, we don't even have them officers
here.
He was left limping after being brutally attacked, his car ransacked, and left badly damaged.
Everything that the activist community has advocated for, crisis intervention, training, all this stuff, we have done all of this. What are we doing?
I love you beyond all limit. I'm supposed to be this tough and strong, and you done carried me so many nights through the fire.
I wonder if that mercy or grace.
That's too much mercy or grace.
What a mess. So I want to go through this really fast, and then I want to get to your calls and super chat. I got to ask you first, Joel. And these are my experts in case you missed it in the last hour. We ran out of time. I have a question for them. They didn't know I wanted to ask a question, but I have a question for them. And they're the experts here and blah, blah, blah. First, I got to ask, I was listening to your show yesterday, and somebody called you, and they asked you, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I'm like, what the? What do they mean?
I'm not even still not even sure about what that means. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and
They're
Savior?
They're like real serious too. Yeah. I need to ask you, have you accepted something like it?
Yeah.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I've heard that so many times throughout other people.
Right.
That people say that or like in the media or whatever. But I still don't quite know what that means because that's never been – I've never sat there and was like, okay, Lord, I accept you as my – I've never done that. But I think that's just a saying that convinces your mind this is happening so you feel better. That's what it seems like to me.
So when they were asking you that yesterday on your show on Joe Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you didn't know what they meant when they asked you that?
Not really, but I explained.
I have heard it before, but I never understood what it meant.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they asked me if I've been baptized. And I think that they think that's a standard, the first step to getting to know God or something.
Yeah.
But that's never been the case for me.
Amazing. What a mess. Yeah. It was like when he asked that, I'm like, what the? Yeah. And he meant, I can tell that he was sincere, too.
Yeah.
He really wanted to get you saved or something. Yeah.
But I've heard that so many times, but when he asked me, I didn't know how to answer.
I noticed that. I'm like, you black. So listen, I need you guys to respond to this. J.D. Vance said that, according to the report, allegedly, said that his mother-in-law raised his kids. And this is from Fox. J.D. Vance is the vice, is running for vice president with Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. J.D. Vance appeared on a podcast talking about the situation. And here's where J.D. said his mother-in-law raised his kids. Watch this.
My wife had this baby 7 weeks before she started the clerkship. It was still not sleeping any more than an hour and a half in a given interval. And her mom just took a sabbatical. She's a biology professor in California. Just took a sabbatical for a year and came and lived with us and took care of our kid for a year. And you can sort of see the effect it has on him to be around them. Like, they spoil him. There's sort of all the classic stuff that grandparents do to grandchildren. But it makes him a much better human being to have exposure to his grandparents. Well, and the evidence on this, by the way, is like super clear. Painfully economically inefficient. Why didn't she just keep her job, give us part of the wages to pay somebody else to do it, right? Because that is the thing that the hyper-liberalized economics wants you to do.
Amazing. And here is a response from a quote-unquote Fox News host. And this woman, she has a bunch of kids. And she, her husband used to be a congressman, and her husband quit being a congressman, according to all the reports. And he stayed home and became the mama, and she continued to work while the man stayed home. This man quit being a congressman.
Who is this?
And she stayed home and became she worked. Yeah. All those kids, right? And she, like, loved this idea of J.D. Vance saying that his mama, his wife mama came and raised her children. This woman is from Fox News host, Rachel Duffy. And she cites studies that says this situation is good for all involved. Watch this.
Studies show when grandparents help take care of their grandchildren, everyone benefits. Grandparents boost their grandchildren's emotional intelligence and enhance social behavior. They give new parents better insight into parenthood. And new research shows when families spend more time together, grandparents live longer. And intergenerational homesteading is back in style. Millions of families who saw parents and grandparents die of loneliness and neglect in nursing homes are making new plans to move them in.
Don't be a misogynist, Jesse.
So I haven't. Sean Duffy and his wife have 9 children, according to Wikipedia. 9 children, and she made him stay home, quit his Congress job, and she wanted to be out there in the TV working. Nick, what do you think about what J.D. said and what this woman said?
Say her full name, Jesse Rachel Campos Duffy. Don't be a misogynist. Okay, that's a joke, but what's really interesting about this is that there is a, the mind or the person, the general person wants to see stuff like this and then point to, you know, he said, there's the evidence is there. My kids are doing fine or whatever. And they'll say, they look at them, they're happy or something. And they'll say, well, then that means it's okay to live alternatively. But that is this like a foothold to evil by doing it wrong. And there's only, you know what I mean? Like, there's only one right way to do it. And we want to, like, intellectualize and have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And if it looks okay on the outside, oh, they're happy, they're going to school.
Yeah.
Then you could say, oh, you're ridiculous, Nick, for saying that. That's not the order. That's something strange about that.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's...
And what do you say about it?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think what's interesting is that kids can appear as happy because that's just how kids are, but doesn't mean that they are really like within. So that can't be an indicator that, because a lot of people, that's a good point Nick is making, because a lot of people judge like, oh, is my kid happy? Like, are they okay to justify them not doing what they're supposed to do?
Right.
And I think that that happens a lot. But as far as J.D. Vance, I mean, it's a classic case of like this new age Christianity when it comes to family and bringing the grandma and grandparents in because they can help. And it's just a new age way of thinking, and it's not very traditional. So oftentimes Christians like J.D. Vance, and I don't know him, so, but the things he believes in, it seems like they tend to take the certain traditional things and add them to life, but then not everything. And that's what it seems like he's doing. And as far as them, we've talked about Duffy along, you know, plenty of times back then. And, you know, for one, she doesn't even have the full last name. It's just a typical woman power type move. And of course, at the end of the day, the children suffer for it.
What do you think about what JD? Were you surprised? What do you think about what JD said?
No, I'm not really surprised. This is how it is. This is how everybody is.
Amazing.
Subject to the women. This is like the best kept secret. And what I guess I'm trying to say is that I've heard of a different way. Is what I'm trying to say. I've heard of a different way. I've heard of people whose parents they never even thought about bringing their kids around their parents and getting them all involved and keeping them intergenerational household. I've heard of a different way, and I've seen this way that I grew up in, and I don't see it really working.
Amazing.
So that's what I'm trying to say.
And, Hake, what do you think about what J.D. said and Rachel Duffy?
It's interesting that both of these people, J.D. Vance and his wife, both very well-to-do, very highly educated. And then also Sean Duffy and his wife, they're not struggling. You know, they're doing fine. They don't have to be working. But yet they're working even having like little kids. So she's getting an hour and a half of sleep a night.
Yeah.
And because the kid is a little baby. And he said that she had her clerkship. She was just starting her clerkship. It reminds me of on Punchy TV. We were talking about how, which is going to come out soon, how the Customs and Border Protection women, pregnant women, are getting mad that they're getting put on light duty,
yeah,
which is limiting them in their career. And so they're getting pregnancy discrimination. But really, they're trying to help the pregnant women who aren't even supposed to be working at all. But it's just crazy that they're involving I kind of agree that it's safer to put a mother or a grandmother or a mother-in-law on some level than putting them in daycare and stuff like that. But they it's a mess because they shouldn't even, the economy shouldn't even be such that the women and men are more have this more bigger pressure to work.
Yeah.
The more the women work, the more they have to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the more they work, the more that they can afford, and so the prices go up, so that it makes it harder on the people who do it right. So it's a mess.
Amazing.
These studies that this Rachel Campos says, she's like, oh, the studies show that when they're with the grandparents, they get emotional intelligence. Everything I know about emotional intelligence is absolutely evil.
Yeah.
It's just meant to train you to react to the world, and it's just you're trained. It's weird. And she says that they're also better parents because you're learning from the past parents. You're learning their problems.
Right.
You're repeating their – you're keeping them with the same – you're just adopting their problems, keeping it going.
Man.
There's this false obligation to family that happens. And there's something off about Rachel – this Sean Duffy's wife.
Right.
There's something off about her.
Yeah.
And there's something a little off, honestly, about JD. He's kind of like a mama, especially when he talks like this. So I don't trust it. I don't trust their way.
The only thing that's interesting, the main thing that's interesting to me is that, like, there's this crutch that allows this behavior, like, that people give. Like, and the crutch is, well, we'll just bring grandma in. And then grandma's like, I would love to come in, right?
Yeah.
That's the crutch. Yeah. And then what that does is it keeps the women in this, like, even though they'll never admit it, well, most won't, in that feminist mindset that, like, I can still work. Why not? Grandma's willing to do it. But I realize, too, that most women, probably like 99%, have, even if they don't admit it, there's still that feminism that lives in them because they want to work and not stay at home and... It's
and
just
he
a mess.
Says that at something like his wife mother took
spoiled
a,
them.
Took a sabbatical from her job.
What is that? What's a sabbatical?
Sabbatical is a break from being
she was a professor or something.
Yeah, biology professor. I might have had her.
You might have had her?
No. Because Mrs. she would have been white because she's not white. So I didn't have her.
But she's not too old for you?
For a biology professor?
For you to have her.
I'm not going. Hey, I'm Mrs. not dignifying Usha. This.
What do you mean
this
by
is
that?
Not funny.
I mean,
good I might morning. Have had her for a professor.
That's right. Hey,
no, I thought you meant you've been out of school too long.
You better stay away from thinking.
No.
It's funny. The Republicans and the Democrats both pretend to be about family,
but they're
about family in the totally wrong way.
Yeah, they're not
the mama
family.
Type family.
Republicans are lying that they're for family.
Yeah,
they're not.
But I will say, when it comes to JD, if JD was any other way, it wouldn't work. Like, meaning like vice president. I think that he's even as, of course, we want him to be, right? But I think as he is what's acceptable by the public, and that's what's necessary right now.
When I saw this, and then I got to end this, but I want to get to some calls here. Right. When I saw J.D. saying this, if he said it, allegedly said it, I was stunned, but not stunned.
Yeah.
But I was stunned. I didn't know J.D. allow his wife to go to school after they had a little baby, to allow her to go to school or whatever she was doing.
Clerking. Court.
And make his mother-in-law, encourage his mother-in-law to quit her job, and she come to and raise his child. That was the job of his wife. That's why you have a wife, to raise your child, watch over your child. And he let her go to school. He probably didn't have a choice. He probably scared of her. And the mother, her mother came and raised his child.
Yeah.
And he said it out loud. I was stunned by that. What's the person having a wife if she's not going to stay home and raise your child? Well, and if you're that stressed, make her quit clerking, and watch over the child. I'm sure J.D. could afford to raise his family.
Yeah.
Take care of his family financially. She didn't have to be working. And he did that. I was stunned. I'm still going to vote for him.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that he did that.
Well, I'm a little surprised that you're surprised that he would be this way because, there's very few, maybe three people who are really like on this path, like doing the order of God. So, like, it wasn't quite.
I should have known because when I saw his wife, they said she was a lawyer.
Yeah.
I knew she wasn't no good wife.
Yeah, yeah.
When I knew that part. She wasn't a good wife or a mother. Right away, I knew that. But I didn't know that had taken place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Rachel Duffel is a liar.
Oh, yeah.
Grandparents don't make for good parents. Wife is supposed to watch over the man's children. Mm-hmm. Because as one of you guys, or maybe both, all of you said, her mother is doing exactly to this man's children what was done to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, the grandparents who raised the children, they live longer. Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do, because they suck all the life out of the children. They suck all the life out of the grandchildren that they had already sucked out of the children. So, yes, they live longer. They have all the energy of the children. Mm-hmm. Rachel is a liar by saying that. I don't care where she get those stats from. God said that the man should take his wife far away from her parents. And they raise their children, not somebody else. Because as one of y'all said, the spirit just continued to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
The same old evil spirit goes from generation to generation. And this is, I couldn't believe all this.
Yeah, it's just a form of spoiling. You're still, the grandparents are still spoiling the children by trying to be involved. And it's not really helped. The grandparents
it's hurting the children to spoil them,
and the grandparents love it too. They want to be close to the parents like that, but
so they can spoil them.
But they should say,
especially that mother,
yeah,
they take should the say
crutch
what?
Away. That they should take the crutch away and say, "No, you guys figure out how to deal with it. I'll come see them every once in a while. I'll come bring them. I say hi, but you guys deal with it."
But they don't love their adult children enough to do that.
Say that exactly.
They want life from the. They want to destroy the children. This was like, and I'm like, poor Duffy.
Married
to a woman like, that's his name, Sean? Married to this female, Rachel. He must be catching. Sure, I can see Sean, Duffy's real weak, though. You see him, you just see Kool-Aid.
Sugary.
Kool-Aid with just a whole lot of sugar. Just a weak. And I bet this woman, Rachel, give him pure hell. Ain't no way he gonna make her stay home. And he white, and she look like she a Mexican.
Yeah.
And he sure can't have, white men cannot handle color women.
Whatever. Unless you're a Spaniard, where you were meant to conquist.
Evidently. But this is not true, folks. Your wife is supposed to stay home, the order of God, and raise your children. And then you're supposed to watch them so that she doesn't destroy them. And then love comes. Otherwise, it's bad. This is so insane. But I'm still voting for J.D.
I voted for Trump.
Well, I like J.D. still.
No, I like J.D.
I totally disagree with him about this 100%.
Yeah.
He was raised by his mother and grandmother.
Yes, and I understand why he can't have cannot have his wife. He's weak. But I still want him to be president, vice president. I'm going to vote for him, but I totally disagree. Amazing. Last word, Hake.
It's a big mess.
What a mess!
And there's like no truth getting out there, except for your show.
Not at all, man. And J.D. stood up just saying that on the air. He shouldn't have told nobody.
At least kept it those up.
Yeah, something you just don't tell. We were taught, don't put all your business in the street.
Yeah.
Because human heart is evil and wicked. And human beings love for other people to suffer because they're suffering. J.D. told the world he weak with his wife. And what's going to happen with Allah? Well, I'm about to hear that.
They probably agree. They're probably like, oh, we like J.D.
They'll invade more countries.
Last word, James.
It's terrible.
And you're right. It looked like something wrong with Duffy. Rachel.
Higgs said it.
Yeah. You look at her eyes. The lights are on, but everybody ain't home.
Yeah. A lot of those Fox News women and it's just like the establishment conservative woman. Like conservative women in general who are outspoken like
yeah.
that?
Whether yes. Christian or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not right.
Last word.
Yeah. The Christianity right now, most people don't put it priority to work on themselves. And they just work on their careers, men and women.
Yeah.
And God kind of, and Christianity just kind of falls to the back burner.
And the children are way thirdary, secondary, fourth. Yeah. They don't care about the children at all.
And that's why people suffer.
Yeah. So. Last word, Nick.
I was trying to say earlier, what I was trying to say is that these are the kinds of examples that get pushed. That's why this is interesting.
Yeah.
Because whether it's Republican, Democrat, left, right, celebrity, TV, anywhere, if it looks good, but they're going to school and the order's messed up,
yeah.
pushed. But you'll never see the reality of the single-parent homes, the mess in the black community, and the reality of it all, which maybe people would think differently about it.
You got to bring back that order, folks. God in Christ, Christ in man of a woman. And somebody made a good point about all they're pushing out are jobs. Everybody got to be working. And the more they work, the more they got to work. And the kids are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They're suffering. Thank you, guys. My experts, folks. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Serge out of Texas. Serge, been waiting for a while. Serge, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. Have you noticed that nice guys are the worst? Have you noticed that? I noticed that within myself, so I just wanted to ask if you noticed.
And when you say worse than what?
Like they're not good. I want to say good. They don't have God.
But
they don't know God.
But nobody is good.
Right, but for the sake of conversation, I'm saying that they don't know. You nice guys are far away from God. I should say it like that. Did you notice that?
Well, I don't know quite what you mean by nice guys are far away from God, but anyone who has anger is far away from God.
Right. I noticed that. The reason why I wanted to ask because I
why
noticed
are
that,
you nice?
Oh, I ain't nice.
You said you were nice. You said you noticed that because you said you noticed that because you're nice.
No, I ain't nice at all, man.
But did you say that though?
Yeah, I said I noticed that because I was.
No, you said I noticed that because I'm nice.
Oh, I meant to say was.
So you're not nice anymore?
No, I just I say what needs to be said.
And why were you nice before? What made you nice before?
I was subjecting myself to the woman, and I didn't know. But what I was doing was I was trying to, because I realized that.
So you were just like your mother?
Yeah, I realized my mother raised a good woman.
So you were nice because you have become just like your mother?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not nice anymore?
No. I don't want to be a good woman.
How are you now?
I would say I tell it how it is, and I keep it pushing.
You tell what how it is?
Say what needs to be said when it needs to be said. And
I don't quite know what you mean by that, but thank you for calling me. I gotta take a break. I'm not quite understanding what you're saying. But let me take a quick break. Thank you, Serge. I appreciate it. Real quick break. Back in a moment. Straight to the calls and your super chats. This is Treasure Chest,
so
and now open our D-Live.
Are you better than a child molester?
I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling The one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Hola, gracias, mamma mia. Welcome back, 888-777-JESSE. A few announcements. Number one, the Hake Report. Hake, H-A-K-E Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. this morning. From 9 to 11 a.m., the Hake Report. And then at 12 Pacific time, Hake is on it from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then at 12 noon today, every Friday, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talk with Pastor Steve Wahlberg. He's a Seventh-day Adventist preacher, teacher, a preacher, TV producer, and author. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You teach from the book of Revelation a lot, right?
I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
So are you saying that that beast is America?
The only nation on earth that fits this prophetic picture is the United States of America.
What the?
Jesse, I really believe that as we look around the world today, the signs of the times are very obvious.
Amazing.
I think I'd be dead if it wasn't for Jesus.
At 12 noon today, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. You can support The Fallen State right there by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or click on the link, descriptions there, and go to locals.com to support our work. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate that. And then you're invited to fellowship on Sunday, this Sunday. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. We're in L.A., West L.A., Pico La Cienega. All are invited. At 11 a.m., it starts. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church for more information. rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m., I believe. Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right. Thank you all so much. And happy Men's Month. And Hake is having a guest. No, Hake is going to be the guest on a show today. Tell us about that, Hake.
At 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, that's 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, I'm going to be on Dylan Burns TV on Twitch. The Hippy Dippy Roundtable is returning. So I'm going to talk about the division in the country with a bunch of other guests, panelists.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
At what time?
3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. The Hippy Dippy Roundtable.
Nice.
You can check thehakereport.com/appearances.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I'm also going to be on an Atheist Edge on Sunday afternoon, evening.
Nice.
Yeah.
You getting around.
Mm-hmm.
I get around. Good. All right, so check out Hate on the show this evening, and then Sunday, and then his show right after my show today at 9 a.m. Let me go quickly to Joe out of Virginia, a first-time caller. Joe, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for having me. I was gonna answer the question.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think I listened to the other callers. I think I went in a different direction. I think about other people because they have souls. Because we see the body, but people aren't a body. People have a body. People are souls. And two people from Virginia Beach saw me that way because I had an experience as a child. I said, I'm never stepping foot in the church again. Never again. I told my parents I don't want to be buried in the church. I don't want to get married in a church. Never again. And then I meet this couple, Chip and Tracy, and they ask me on Thursday, and they ask me on Sunday, you want to come to Bible study, you want to come to church? Every week for almost a decade, with very few exceptions. And because they saw me as a soul, not as a body, older white couple, young black man from New York City, because they saw me as a soul,
and so
and they asked week after week.
So you saw...
I try and think of people that way.
So you think of people because they have a soul?
Yeah.
And what good does that do you to think of people because they have a soul?
It helps me to look past the circumstance, if they're wealthy. That stuff that you guys were just talking about, that stuff that doesn't matter, the title, the thing on the business card, I just want to know, hey, has somebody told you about Jesus? Have you confessed with your mouth that Christ is Lord and believe God raised him from the dead or not? Because that's ultimately all that matters. I don't care what kind of car you drive.
Amazing.
Or what firm is on your card.
Well, I appreciate it, Joe. Your response, it's interesting, too, and I have so many questions about it. I want to ask more, but I won't. I'll wait until Sunday. But I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, man. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Very interesting. 888-77-JESSE. First-time caller, Greg, out of Connecticut. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. I just recently started watching your videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And I'm biracial. I'm mixed with Puerto Rican and Swedish. But every time I fill out a piece of paper or listen to the news or something,
Yeah, speak into your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel left out, you know?
You feel left out?
Yeah, I don't know how much of that you got or anything.
How old are you?
I am 34.
And what do you mean you feel left out?
I can't really say because I haven't really thought about it until I really started watching you and everything.
And so you can't explain how you feel, what you mean by you feel left out when you...
No, I'm saying that, like, when it comes down to, like, checking off, like, racial boxes and everything.
Right.
And being biracial and everything, I get confused on which boxes to check because sometimes they don't have what I am or whatever on a box or whatever.
Oh, and so you feel, and the reason you feel left out because you don't have a box to check.
Kind of like that. And also with like politics and everything, it's very black and white type of thing, you know?
If it's that important to you to have a box to check, why don't you just write it in?
Well, it's not really important. It's just, I don't know. I'm not really good at explaining myself. I'm sorry. I'm also nervous.
When you were a kid, did you feel left out as a kid? You didn't fit in?
At times, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know a lot of interracial kids or biracial kids who, as little children, they felt left out. And so because they didn't know which race to join. And as they got older, they still feel insecure and left out. And so it might not be from not having a box to check, but you've always felt that way as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm guessing I'm trying to explain it and everything. And I never talked to anybody about this before. So.
And why you didn't talk to your father and mother about it growing up?
My father wasn't around. He was an alcoholic, and my mother was doing crack and everything, so the state was involved.
Oh, I see.
I was in and out of residentials.
Have you forgiven your parents?
My father died when I was 10.
Uh-huh.
But I did forgive him. My mom, on the other hand, is a lot different.
You have not forgiven her?
No, I'll be completely honest.
And why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Because she abandoned me and was telling me a bunch of lies about my father.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically the drugs and going out and everything was kind of more important.
Well, and your mother was on drugs, you say, right?
Yeah.
But let me tell you this, then, because of time, I want to tell you that if you forgive your mother, she could not help herself. She hated her mother. She had issues going on, and that's why she was on the drugs. And if she could have done better, she would. You don't have to hang out with her or anything, but you got to forgive her. And when you forgive your mother, God will forgive you. And this feeling that you have of not fitting in would disappear. Because you're not supposed to fit in. People who fit in are losers. All people who fit in are losing. Losers, those who stand apart, are the independent free people. But if you forgive your mother, she couldn't help herself, then that feeling will disappear. You'll be free.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you for your wisdom.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. James, a first-time caller out of South Dakota. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
So I have two questions for you.
Okay.
The first one is, I've been listening to you for a little bit, and you said that the only way to God is through the Father.
Yes.
And so I'm curious if that's possible for me, because my father hates God, it seems like, when I talk to him about it. So even if I did forgive him for being a weak man or that kind of stuff, How can I get to God through him if he hates God?
And did he say he hates God?
Well, not exactly, but if I talk to him about God or Christianity, he gets real angry and he doesn't like it. He's atheist.
Oh, I see. And are you angry at your father?
Yeah, probably.
And do you hate God?
No. I want to get a relationship with God and get closer to him.
But you're not going to get closer to God until you forgive your father. Even if he is, if he hate God or he's an atheist, that has nothing to do with you. And you forgive him, he can't help himself. And then God will forgive you for judging your father, because anger is judgment. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has anger plays God. They're always judging and making decisions. They think they know what they want. So you, if you forgive your father, then you will love God. It has nothing to do with how your father feel about God or not.
Okay.
And then don't talk to your father about God. He doesn't want to hear about it, and you don't have a right to impose that on him.
Yes, sir. So then my second question was, how should I forgive my father, or like, how do I actually like let that go? Even like, is just telling him that I forgive him all that it takes, or does that like, will that change how I feel after I say that to him, or is there something I got to do within me to help like let go of that?
Number one, you got to see in yourself. You know, God says salvation is of the heart, right? And that human hearts are wicked. The human being hearts is wicked, right? And your heart is wicked. You're an evil person and Satan is your God because you resent your father and your mother. And so your heart is wicked. And when you can see that your heart is wicked, you're angry and wicked, and you see that it's wrong because you don't have a right to judge anyone, when you can see that you're wrong, then God will change your heart. You will see that you're wrong for being angry at your father and go to him and say, you know, Father, I'm sorry for resenting you. I've been judging you. I'm wrong. And then God will forgive you when you truly see you're wrong for being angry.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Let me ask, why are you angry at your father?
I guess I feel like he messed me up, kind of, when I was a kid.
How? Messed you up how?
Because he was, like, not giving me good guidance. He kind of just let me do whatever I wanted. He was letting me run around and act foolish and do bad stuff. I got into drugs when I was a teenager, and he didn't stop me. He almost kind of encouraged it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, forgive him. He cannot help himself. And don't
I know better now. I'm trying to get better, but...
Right on. Well, forgive your father. Apologize to him for being angry at him. You're judging your father. That's why you can't return to God. And God will change your heart from anger to love. Are you doing the silent prayer? You know about the silent prayer?
I haven't done it before, but I'll try it.
No, start doing it so God can allow you to see all the hell that's inside of you, the darkness that's in your mind and emotions, and he'll bring you out of that and make you free.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother for turning you away from your father?
No, I haven't. I never really felt like she did turn me away from my father, because even though how I feel about my dad, she kind of just stayed out of the way and let my dad raise me, I feel like.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
How do you feel about your mother?
I don't really have strong feelings one way or another. You know, I love her because she's my family. But I don't talk to her very often.
And why not?
There's not a whole lot for us to talk about, I suppose. Yeah. And she's not very interested in talking to me anyway, which it is what it is. I'm not upset by it or anything.
Well, forgive her too. She can't help herself. Her heart is wicked as well because of what her mother done to her and whatever happened. You got to go to your mother and forgive her as well. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. You don't have love.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you got to talk to her after that or hang out with her, but at least you would be in control of you.
Yeah.
And do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
But
thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes when you go talk to your father. And don't have any expectation. You apologize for resenting them, and they don't need to admit that they're wrong, or if they do, fine. If they don't, fine. You forgive them, and God will forgive you and make you free. And by forgiving your parents, especially the father, you're going to automatically return to God.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'll do that, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you. I wish you well.
Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me remind you to do, y'all know what to do with the social media stuff? Like, subscribe, follow, ring the bell, and all that, right? Y'all know, right? Because I'm being told all the time I need to say it. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I need to say it. So go to social media and do your thing. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe and follow, like, and ring the bell. And we are on Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is king. Christ is king. Amazing, huh? Check it out. Let me do some super chats.
Super chat.
And then we go back to the phone. Super chat. Super, super.
Pastor Chatelet, monthly supporter on Rumble, says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with from you, with all malice.
Yep.
And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:31-32.
Absolutely. And the reason God suggests that you do that is because nobody is in control of themselves. And every human being, except for one or two that have overcome and are overcoming, every human being is possessed. They're possessed by evil. The Bible thumpers are possessed. All the Christians are possessed, and seculars, the drag queen, the gays, the blacks, the whites, the Jews, the Gentile, the Chinese, the Mexican. Everybody possessed with evil. That's why we all must be born again. And so you shouldn't hold anything, and you won't once you see what's going on with yourself. You are possessed with evil spirits. They are inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. And God knows that, but you don't know it. And in your darkness, you judge yourself and others. Drop the anger, you can go free. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Okay.
Optimus bought our coffee. With musical notes through the fire. Nice.
Always through the wall.
Oh, through the fire. He's singing the boyfriend to the girlfriend crying
right.
song.
Yeah.
Nice.
Through the fire. Amazing.
Zach bought a coffee. Happy Friday, Jesse and Hake. Jesse, what's your favorite? What's your take on rock music and metal? I listen to it every day and love it. Do you believe all rock bands are evil and Satan's daddy, even Green Day?
What's rock music? Give me a quick
answer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I you can listen to music the right way. I'm not saying don't do that, but yeah, they definitely have issues. Rock music people have a lot of emotional issues.
Especially Green Day.
Well, I don't know who Green Day is. I'm not okay. familiar with Green Day, but yes, they have emotional problems. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Prep Ham Paul, monthly supporter on Rumble.
Joel said, I can't hear that song anymore. I think I heard this guy talking about it. Okay, go ahead.
Prep Ham Paul, referring to one of your callers, Terry, I think, out of Texas. He should keep a record of all the times she doesn't allow him, the mother, to get him and the boy is soon to be able to move and make his own decision where he wants to live.
Nice.
Keep a record.
It's definitely good to keep a record. Absolutely. Thank you.
Apple 26.
I hope he's listening.
Apple 2691, 10 coffees. Very generous. Hi, Jesse James and crew. Thanks for the song, You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson.
Nice.
Bad Corey Bush. I was wondering where I heard that name. I live near St. Louis, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
I want to answer the biblical question, please.
Why do you think about other people?
When my mind wanders off in hearing old songs, I think about the good old days, people, and good memories. It's gone now.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Prince Vibes bought a coffee. Great experts convo. I know people aren't fully committed because I fell off the silent prayer wagon about 3 times.
Wow.
I want to call Jesse just so I can explain and have him say, what an evil beep.
And I'm going to say, beta.
Whew. Get it off your chest. Trad.
What, beta?
Trad wife for life. Slaying at obeying. Thank you.
Prince Vibes.
Nick LaBoy, Rumble Rant. Morning.
Morning.
2015, I found JLP, apologized to my daughter, told the wife, get behind me or depart. Since then, life's been flowing smoothly like a stream. Thank you, Jesse. God bless. Real men, driver's seat.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Real men ride driver's seat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aries One, Groovy Monkey, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat, Misty, and the rest of the D-Live crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing.
Hey.
Thank you. Wow, you made it. Thank you. I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now from 9 to 11 a.m. And then the Father State at 12 noon, brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. And then the American Acre Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I will see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Forgive, for I'm telling you, if you want to be free, forgive and you shall be forgiven. You don't have to live in misery and loneliness and depression, suicidal thought, post-traumatic, all those things are evil spirits. You are possessed with spirits in your body, in your mind, and in your emotions. Emotions are not necessary. So do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Go and forgive your mama. Your mamas are evil. They can't help it. And hopefully they'll start working on themselves. And your fathers, all right? And Robert, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Aman out of India. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Have a good weekend. Thank you for your super chats and your donations. Get on that straight and narrow path and work on yourself. Have a good life. Bye. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.